الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May you have Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan Kareem, inshallah. It's my pleasure that I will be with you at the IIT, inshallah, to speak about the transforming power of fasting and how fasting will change the Muslim to the better, will change the Muslim community to the better. In fact, brothers and sisters, it's a good topic to speak about and to reflect on the power of fasting that we should say says and make use of during the month of Ramadan. Fasting, in brief, trains Muslim on self-discipline and self-control. When a Muslim fasts, he disciplines himself and controls his desire. So after Ramadan, he will be able to keep away from what Allah Almighty has forbidden. Because when you fast, you keep away from what is permissible. You keep away from the food and the drink for Allah's sake, to seek Allah's pleasure. That's why after Ramadan you will be more able to control yourself and to disable yourself and to keep away from what is forbidden. Also, fasting trains the Muslim on the true meaning of love. Because when you fast, you have a true love for Allah Almighty. If you don't have love for Allah Almighty in your heart, you will never fast. Because fasting is an act of worship that's based on love. We love, we fast because we love Allah Almighty. Fasting also trains the Muslim on the care and concern for the community. When you fast, you feel the suffering and the pains of the poor people. You feel how far the poor who don't find the food and the drink suffer. So you will be more careful. You will be more concerned about the poor and the needy in your community. Fasting helps Muslim to recognize how much is important for him to be an individual but within a community. Because the individual alone can't observe the ritual of fasting. Fasting is an individual duty, but it's a ritual, it's a community ritual also, as reported by Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, in Al-Jami' al-Sahih, As-sawmu yawma an tasumu, wal-fitru yawma an tuftiru. Your fasting is when the community as a whole will observe the fasting, and your breaking of the fast is when the community as a whole will break the fast. That's why the Muslim should observe the unity of his community. He is not allowed to break the unity of his community. He should start the fast and end the fast with the community as a whole. The ritual of fasting teaches Muslim also to be honest and sincere, because fasting itself is a private act of worship. No one other than Allah Almighty knows whether you are fasting or not. See, brother and sister, one can pretend that he or she is fasting while he is not. One can come to the masjid and say that I'm fasting, it was a long day, but he is not. Fasting is a private act of worship that Allah Almighty only knows for sure who are fasting and who are not. That's why Allah says in the Qudsi Hadith, as reported in the authentic books of Hadith, كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصوم فإنه لي. All actions of sons of Adam are for them except fasting, which is for me. And the scholar says that the meaning of this Hadith is that fasting is a private act of worship. No one other than Allah knows for sure whether you are fasting or not. Fasting helps Muslim and trains him to have taqwa, to have fear of Allah Almighty. Because when you fast, you fear Allah, you keep away from the prohibitions so that Allah will be pleased with you. And that's the core meaning and the main objective of fasting, as Allah Almighty said in the Quran, all you who believe, fasting is prescribed on you as it was prescribed on those who were before you, that you will maintain taqwa, that you will maintain God fearing. Fasting, brother and sisters, teaches Muslim the true meaning of happiness. You will know the true meaning of happiness, because so many people don't know the true meaning of happiness. But through fasting, you will know the true meaning of happiness. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ إِذَا أَفْطَرَ فَرِحَ بِفِطْرِهِ وَإِذَا لَقِيَ اللَّهَ فَرِحَ بِصَوْمِهِ. The one who is fasting has two times when he will be so pleased. When he breaks his fast on the day of Eid, he will be so happy that he has observing the fasting throughout the month of Ramadan. And when he meets Allah, he will be so pleased by his fasting in this world. That's why we say that fasting teaches the Muslim the true meaning of happiness. To be happy, that means to be on the right course, to be obedient to Allah Almighty, to please Allah, and to have the blessings of being obedient to Allah Almighty. Inshallah, it will be my pleasure to be with you. It will be my pleasure to see all my Muslim brother and sister there. May Allah accept from us all our fasting. May Allah enable to make ibadat in the month of Ramadan according to the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.